to do it with such a magnificent chase. I thought it seemed as though Duckworth Lewis didn't do us any favours, and yet we've won relatively convincing with balls to spare. But no, it was hard work when we lost those first four wickets, but we always back our batting and the depth of our batting, and it came to the party again today.
How worried were you about keeping in front of the Duckworth Lewis?
No, we had our eye on the radar, to be honest, and we knew that it wasn't going to come down to Duckworth Lewis. Initially, in that first innings, we felt that Warwickshire were probably not going quick enough, but Ricky Clark got him out of jail with a magnificent 70. Belly was the backbone of the innings, but maybe they look back and think, because it was a good wicket, maybe they could have gone a little bit quicker earlier. But Ricky Clark played a very good knock to get a reasonable score, and then it was going to be a good chase if we were going to win, and we did it.
John Hastings up the order again and did exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, we're trying to have some flexibility in our cricket. We don't want the opposition to read what's going to happen. We've got batters who can bat in all positions, and in that case it was to try and make the most of two death periods before the end of the second power play, which we thought was an opportunity to score some runs, and then similarly holding Ross Whiteley back for the very end of the match. So, as I said to the boys, we need flexibility in our order. It makes us unpredictable, but it also we can put batsmen in for horses for courses, and so the tactics worked really well in that chase.
Yeah, I suppose the spinners were going to be on in that middle period, and they would have been a bit reticent to bowl them with Hastings going well.
Yeah, but also it was mainly whoever bowled in that last sort of five overs before the end of that second power play. Then we were going to try and take advantage, just like you do at the end of an inning. So, we didn't know whether we were going to bowl Jeaton then against Johnny, but he played really well against the seamers as well, so it didn't matter too much. He's a class player, like all our guys down the order. Ed Barnard, he's a very good finisher as well now. He plays lots of different shots and he wasn't needed. So, it's a nice situation to be in. I think we were a bit disappointed that we let it go a little bit towards the end of their innings, but having said that, we showed a lot of character and fight and spirit in that chase. And the half-time stage, when we did get out there, we had a very simple plan to try and smash it and win. It was just a case of being aggressive and win. But then we played quite smart and had some different tactics.
I know you weren't very happy about your fielding at Old Trafford in the week. Matt Mason was saying you need to improve 10-15%. Did that happen today?
Yeah, it did with a run saved. It was an incredible fielding effort, I thought. On my markings, I marked the fielding, and there was 39 runs saved by three players alone: Ed Barnard, Ross Whiteley and Brett D'Oliveira. So that was an amazing effort. We were double any of the point runs saved of any of the games we've played so far in this tournament. So I was delighted with the fielding, and we need that to continue.
Durham here on Sunday. Winning that might well cement your place in the knockout stages. So another big game.
Yeah, they had a really good win last night against Notts. So they'll be, obviously in good spirits, and it'll be up to us to have a really good, solid game again. And, Durham are a very dangerous team, and Paul Collingwood had a fantastic innings last night, and let's hope he's not on form on Sunday.